China has promised a sweeping crackdown on slave labor in the wake of a scandal in a poor part of the country where poverty and unbridled growth have made work abuses commonplace. Following calls for action by top leaders, the Ministry of Labor and Social Security pledged to send a team to central China, where state media report up to 1,000 children have been forced to work in slave-like conditions in brick kilns. A journalist with the Pontifical Missionaries Asia News Agency, Vincenzo Faccioli Pintozzi, says the core issues are the government's one-child policy and Beijing's inability to monitor corruption in local governments.
Beijing had always denied the child labor, saying that was an anti-communist propaganda by the Western media. But some independent human rights workers and advocates talk about a sum of 50 million of child work every year in the industrial areas of the western of China and in the rural areas of all the country. We cannot confirm those data, but they are very near to the truth. Because of with the one-child policy, all the country families who have more than one child, they cannot register it to the government. So officially, those child does not exist for living. They are obligated to work, but they have no rights and they have no protection by anyone. In the coming of the Olympics, we can see as a fact, there have been a lot of mine explosions and a lot of cases of abuse of the labor in China. The real problem stays in the local government, who don't want, because they are corrupt and they want to increase their local economy, they don't want to protect the citizens.